comment. I want to hear more. Keep talking.
Number one black podcast in the city of Cleveland. What's up?
When I was just a little nigga.
Shout out Trilly Millie. Shout out Keith. It's a bonus episode for y'all.
Way back
then. You got more bonus episodes and some niggas got original podcasts. But we right back. I'm gonna drop y'all right off in a little bit of sneaker talk. Let this shit go. We appreciate the listen wherever y'all listening at. Shout out to the Cleveland scene. Shout out to the parents. Shout out to the teachers. Shout out to the service individuals. Shout out to the bus drivers. Shout out to all the chefs. DJ, fuck with me. Cali, fuck with me. Hold up. We gonna get the wing cook off, you know what I'm saying? We gonna have a wing off, man. We might even be able to get the listeners in somehow, like, you know what I'm saying? But look, once again, we appreciate the listen wherever y'all listening. We appreciate everybody that voted. We still number one black podcast in the city, man. Excuse me, I'm burping, y'all. Let's make some noise and let's get in this motherfucking content. I think we're starting to talk about running shoes. Hey. Hey. It's not even a podcast, y'all. Just real conversations with real people.
Alright, so I'm about to switch speeds. That's a punch in.
It ain't on sale right now. I've
never had
a pair
of Converses and I've never had a pair of Sauconys.
Sauconys?
I was just about to buy me some white low top Converses because I've never had a pair of Converses.
I want some. And then when they had got the little ones with the hyphens, the little spikes on them, I was like, oh, those are cute. And then I still never got none. Yeah. And then I still never got none. Like, damn.
Yeah.
I never got a pair.
Yeah, like the boot ones is raw.
I feel like when I was in Navy, I got boot camp shoes.
And then, like, I got some Converse.
Your mother fucking loves Converses. I thought I was
gonna
buy her.
My mom's had
Chucks. I don't know how comfortable they are.
They're not.
I don't think they're comfortable at all. Yeah. They're really flat.
Yeah.
You talking about like the original ones?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's nothing. Like they just flat. It's flat sole. You know.
Like just canvas sneakers, right?
Yeah.
Like, do they have more sole in them than like Vans or?
The original Converse, no. It's
nothing. Oh, when people wear them, they wear them to death, and it just look like, I want to do that.
You beat them in. You beat them
they're
in.
Like Uggs, though.
I don't really like wearing Converse when they super fresh. They for a certain thing. Like, I just like throwing them on in the summertime, like, go to the
and
beach.
And that's what I want, some white ones, because you put,
I always wanted some for 4th of July. I've always wanted some for 4th of July.
I could throw on a maxi dress, I could throw on shorts. You could, like,
I can like jizz.
Yeah, you can do
a lot of things. You can wear Chucks with a suit as a dude. Chucks is a super classic shoe. Chucks,
I think Chucks definitely.
They're a top 10 shoe of all time.
We about to get
us one. But you never had no Sauconys neither. I love Sauconys.
I've never had a pair of Sauconys.
No.
I had some as a kid. I had some in middle school. And
I spell it like that. Sock.
Because that's how you got.
And then I got. I got some pictures on my phone or something. I just want them on my. I got some on my hit list. I got some on my hit list.
Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. Jay's is kind of my go-to. Like
I've had
Nike itself is just kind of my go-to.
See, I like Nike.
I've had a pair of Doughboy Rees. I've had a pair of Doughboy Felis.
I never had a pair of Felis in my life. The only Felis I'd ever get is the Grant Hills. Them the only Felis I'd ever get. The white ones with the blue. Joint. Them the only Felis that could ever
right now,
touch my foot.
I would
foot.
Still get a pair of Doughboys.
No, Felis. I had Reebok Classics. I had a couple of pair of Reebok Classics.
Clearly 90s and 2000 parties are coming back. You never know when I need to get a fresh pair in the closet.
Honestly, I don't think I would wear these.
What?
The Grand Hill Felis. I don't think I
would. Nah, for me, it's nostalgic. I remember when, like, my best friend at the time, he got them, and I thought they was the flyest shits in the world, and I wanted some, but mom wasn't spending that much for them. So I just had to, like...
You probably get them out of
the
gas station now.
Don't do that to the Grand Hills.
I'm just saying.
Nah, but I would totally, like, yeah, if I like won the lottery, I would have a pair. yeah, it's nowhere near high on the hit list. But if I had like,
how much are
they now? It can't be more than 100.
No, unfortunately, nothing is that fucking cheap.
Oh, $79 for this?
Yeah, it can't be that expensive. It's not for horrible. No, I would pay that for
this. I was about to say,
this pair of 50 bad. Is that a kid?
No,
that's a
mansion. I wouldn't. I still wouldn't. No, I still wouldn't. I would get some other shoes. I'd get some Vans before I get some. Now, like, they're not high on the hit list, that's, but I have just an abundance of money. Like,
that can't be a replica. That's not a good site. 55 is crazy. They try to play grand. Don't do
this. This is Fila.com.
I got some.
55?
I got a pair of my. Listen.
Those are classics. Don't do him like that.
And now I see, but this is the thing. You got to be able to shoe shop. You got to be able to find shit on sale. Like, I got a pair of my newbies, like some 997s.
You can never find J's that cheap. I don't give a fuck how old they are.
Unless you go back in time.
So that's what I'm saying. Is a classic is a classic. Like, put some respect on
my It's funny, Marshall.
It should at least be $80. Like, goddamn.
Nah, it's funny.
Shoes was just that price 39 years ago. So.
It's funny.
That's crazy.
It's funny. Different Marshalls be getting rent. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
I got my Crocs in there for like 40, like,
no, yeah, but different marshals in different across the nation or wherever they be having them at.
With the fuzzy shit.
Every now and again, they'll fuck around and get some shit. They like do. I seen a picture online of some phone posits for like $35. But I got some newbies. It's like the regular. They was
they
like
got phone posits at.
You might
no, 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 no. Understand what I'm saying? No, they don't have them there all the time.
Oh, okay.
Randomly, you'll get them. Like, you feel me?
You
like
gotta,
the thing with Marshalls and shit is they getting like the extra stock of the shit.
Of
they're like the shit that
they're outdated, right?
Well, sort of. It's like
boots in there the other day.
It's just basically when the motherfucking companies make so much shit.
It's probably was outdated though. Like,
it's close to. It's close to, but it's not necessarily.
Me, but there's still a style that comes out each year.
Nah, so listen, Millie. Like, listen, like, it's when they make their big ass bulk. They like, boom, we gonna make 10,000 pair. They probably make more, but let's say we gonna make 10,000 pair of phone posits this year, right? I'ma sell 2,000 to the Foot Lockers. I'ma sell 2,000 to the Finish Lines. I'ma sell 2,000 to the Mom and Pops. I'ma sell, you know what I'm saying? And they plan to sell it all at a certain price. Maybe them stores ain't doing as good. Maybe they don't need as many as they plan for them to need. So we got extra shit. We got to get it off. Like, you know, at the end of the year, and it's, yeah, maybe slight.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's.
But it's slight. It, yeah, but also at the same point in time, it's sometimes with Marshalls, sometimes when them companies get their shit and they sell their shit off, and then everybody buy it, we got some extra. Oh, shit, Marshalls will pay this much for it. Boom. You know what I'm saying? And we get that shit off there. So we make money off of everything. And then Marshalls, that's how they fuck around, and you'll end up with every now and again. They will have a phone posit in that bitch. Because it was a phone posit that was supposed to be a Finish Line or the Nike factory. And it's only but so much shit that we can keep in the back. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it off. We got to make some money back. We got to recoup. We got to make some more again. Like DJ was talking about with the budget. We just got to expend the budget.
It's just out of time.
And get it. But yeah. But like I said, Marshalls be getting some shit every now and then. Saying, I don't know about TJ Maxx.
You got to know who.
And there's certain ones. Like, it's crazy. Like. It's not all of them. It's certain ones. In the city, I would tell y'all, but we recording right now, so I don't want to tell people where I go.
Well, we can cut. Pause and then let me know, because I need
to going to.
Yeah. Exactly, because don't nobody want to fucking go down there.
Nah, it be busting down there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't never. Busting down there.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway.
I can't.
I love it over there.
I bet you do.
It's my favorite.
Your character.
It's close to you. Ain't it like close to work or something?
It's close to my
favorite. It was close to home.
It was close to home. It was close to my favorite part of the city. I just enjoy it down there. I enjoy seeing the ratchetness down there.
You like down there.
It's so funny.
You scroll through World Stars. You was under
the
I did not, but I like to see
like
in the real life.
My ratchetness, but I like what's familiar to me. Like, so I want to be over here with my ratchetness.
That's true. I like this. For me, the city is familiar to me.
They are different. It's a different kind of ratchet. All over the city, though.
I'm familiar with all over the city, though. I've lived on all sides of the city at this point in time. dumb.
It's you know, I prefer my size. I prefer what I know. Like,
it's
I prefer.
Don't sound so traitor, but I don't necessarily have a preference. I do, but it's not necessarily.
Oh, well, not having a preference, does it? That's not
no, I'm lying. I love
it. It's not
your side. Yeah. Is it not your side or is it not our side?
It's about to be West.
It's Tremont. I love Tremont.
Oh, yeah. That's
I like that area.
It's an up and coming, hip and young.
But
and
as
fun.
An adult, that's where you kind of like.
That's it. It's just my vibe. It's over there. Like my favorite spot.
I thought you like, I fuck with West 28th, and that's where I fucking like to kick it. Like, type
nah,
shit.
No, I mean, West 25th is cool, but like.
28th. That's how to make it something
nah,
that
you just park. You just park on West 28th.
Like,
that
something that wasn't popping. Like,
nah, yeah, no. Nah. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Everyone's going to hear now. I don't know.
Tremont. Yeah, Tremont is. It's like a mix. I love Cleveland Heights, though. Everybody know I love Cleveland Heights. I love St. Clair. Like, you know what I'm saying? The Harvard side is cool. I love some niggas from over there. I love some niggas from over there. I don't love the Harvard side.
Okay,
it's different.
That. Say that. You said.
That's what I said.
From everywhere. Yeah,
I said
I don't want to go.
I'm a people person, but I don't want to put up.
No,
here.
I gotta go over there. I go. I
like, it's different.
I feel comfortable wherever I put my 10 toes.
Yo, I have.
I won't put my 10 toes everywhere, but
I have never been to a place across town where I felt comfortable. Like
I'm always uneasy.
I have. See, we gotta understand. When I was in high school, in my growing up days, I wasn't even coming down here in high school. Like I was going mainly, to the Harvard side. Like we was kicking in them, we was kicking in the bandos over there.
Oh, where?
The Harvard side, like probably around
because that's what
like around like Biltmore, like around 155th Biltmore type.
Lee and Harvard for like 5 light changes because the niggas came and blocked every piece of the intersection. Was like, and I'm
oh, them dirt bikes.
I love our biker boys over here. I don't know, but over there I was uneasy. I was sitting in traffic. I was boxing and I was uneasy over here. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking clean it up.
When I didn't live,
I don't know how far these things go.
Yeah.
When I lived on that side, I wouldn't go to that shell in the summertime. I go to BP at
Lena
Harbor.
Across the street?
Yeah, it's just a slightly different clientele. When I've seen just some more unsavory characters at the shell.
I'm not out there at night going to no gas station.
Oh, I've been there all hours of night. That's a 24. That's a 24. I used to live there. Like, I used to have to go get shit.
You stayed
like,
on inside
the house? When I was with my son's mom, like, we lived.
Oh, yeah.
I would say the street. I was over there. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Over and there. I would have to go up there to get ice cream bars for her.
I was getting. Not back
yeah,
before,
that's why I went.
And I want somebody to drive with me because I got to go. Fucking out of town. Can I get at least see somebody on the phone with
I generally
you
wasn't
with
about
me.
To go
that
my
was always real. I did
I generally wasn't going to through Shaker. Like no, I'm gonna go through the hood. Like,
yeah,
I feel comfortable where I go, like in certain spots, and I just understand how to be. Like I'm not a wild nigga, I'm not a rah-rah nigga
for sure.
Like so when I come in, my energy and all of that shit, like I just be okay. Like in certain times, like it's
people mistake that sometimes for shadiness as well, though. Like, oh, that nigga too quiet.
Well, no, I'm not never quiet.
I'm the same way.
I'm not quiet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I talk.
I'm Jason.
Now when I'll cold.
I'm just Jason. I am me, and I
cold switch. Like if I'm around like people that don't speak, if I'm around like white people and stuff, and they don't say nigga, I try not to say nigga. Like you know what I'm saying? I'll speak in different lingo, but I'm gonna have topics. I'm gonna have some shit that niggas disagree with. I'm gonna talk because I feel comfortable in my skin when I go to the hood. If I go anywhere I go where I feel like, all right, it's safe and I never go to the marathon on 55th, but I go to the shell on 55th. You feel me?
It didn't even know what you're looking for because
because the Sakura right there is probably the best Sakura.
Hanini's?
The Hibachi.
Yeah.
Nah, Sakura, the Hibachi is the best one in the city right there.
No, why am I down there? Need some gas.
Sakura
shell.
Also, you need food.
Also, that shell has the cheapest shell gas in the city because it's really.
You should go at noon.
I've been here all times in the night.
10:30 a.m. I gotta make a date. Like, okay, shit. On Saturday at 11:45 a.m.
You need one.
I'ma go.
Alright.
And I'm gonna motherfucking get me some gas because I'm not about to be in this neighborhood at this time of night.
Coming from downtown and hitting that way, everything popping. It's like, and you
vibing. Right now, like in this day and age, or like 10 years ago.
Like 10 years ago.
Thank 10 you. Years ago, my fucking antennas wasn't up like they have now.
You wanna
like,
be so, in the righteousness of it all.
It's so, all right,
exactly,
so,
and I was just, I sad.
I went down. I'm not going now.
Fuck you.
I remember going to the Shell.
And on Speedway and that thing.
You know what? I know my car.
I remember going to the Shell on 55th after we won the championship. And this is slightly one of my favorite times. It's just a story that I remember. I had a slightly bad time there one time. I'll tell you about that too.
Just like, slightly bad time.
It wasn't that bad. It was slightly bad. All right, so I went in there and it was after we won the championship. I've been driving around yelling at niggas, we the champ. I need a gas. So
oh, niggas was real rowdy that night. Where you was at?
All through the city, on every hood, I was everywhere. I was in the flats. Listen,
these my streets, and we love it.
I was in the flats. I walked from the flats to East 4th and back. Yeah, just dapping everybody in a fucking chant anyway. So
well, like, in that happy. Moment, everybody loved everybody.
So look, let me tell you. So when I went in on Shell, I just needed to get some gas. So I went, all right, throw me 10 on da da da, whatever. And I was about to, like, leave or whatever. This nigga come in. This big nigga, like, I'm 6'6". Like, he was somewhere around my height, but he was, like, bigger than me, broader in body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. Talking football player.
He was a big boy. He didn't look like he played football.
He but like
he ate. He
good.
He wasn't little. He was safe. He might hit niggas, you know what I'm saying? But, like, anyway.
He got to.
He had it on him. Like, you seen it. It was.
Nah, he had it on him. Oh, he did it.
Nah, it's poking. Like, you know what I'm saying? You never know. I don't know what he did.
The end of that.
No, listen, because I'm like, I'm hyped. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, fucking chance, bro. I'm talking. I'm me. Like, you know what I'm saying? He like, hell yeah. It need to be a motherfucking 7-day, like, stop on niggas getting bodies, like,
I
in
know
the
that's
city.
Right, sir.
I said, I thought to myself, I said,
you should take 7 days off surfing.
I said, just 7 though?
I mean,
you know what? Hell yeah, my nigga. Let me go get my gas and get the fuck out of here, nigga. So, boom.
Because
I wasn't even thinking the niggas need to stop dying for 7 days. Like, let's just have niggas stop dying.
Been stop dying, sir.
I mean, we chip. But 7 days is cool. It's day one. I'm safe. I'm going to get my gas. Let me roll. I'm safe.
It's day one. I'm safe.
I'm about to go celebrate some
more. I'm this big nigga with a pistol.
I still got some champagne in my car. He ain't about to let nobody kill me because ain't nobody
get killed. Because he said that day.
Nigga, we on vacation from killing.
Not only is he not killing, he ain't let nobody else kill.
And now we homies, nigga.
And we good.
Because I kill you because we are.
Nah.
Even more of the reason why I don't 55th. That's why I don't go down there. Was it nighttime?
I left.
Kills down there taking days off and announcing it. Like, you could have kept that to yourself.
Now what's nuts is I continued to go there after that. So like it was the time I went there. I'm solo though.
I'm definitely not going by myself. Everyone always gotta get out.
So it's like it's not.
I'm always solo though. I never go there with people generally.
Cause
I'm always
leave nobody in the car. Cause bitch, I might come back and you might not be there.
But it's like midday. It still be pumping and jumping. I mean, based on where I work, like I gotta get lunch. Like I end up on 55th. It's a lot of shit.
Go
right
to Sakura.
Here. It definitely.
You go to Sakura.
It's good food.
Sakura over there. But it's the best.
But you go in the daytime. It's, on your lunch break.
It's like 12:45. It's
I've been at night.
It's picking up.
It's you alright, man.
You picked up at 12:45 PM? Like at nighttime?
No, like, in the afternoon. But I'm saying like it's getting to you know that oh this bitch gonna go in about 49 more minutes.
It should be cool.
At 2 PM it's gonna take off. And it don't let up apparently because he be there at midnight and it's still be cool.
No, midnight. I don't be at Sakura at midnight. It ain't they closing like 10. I done been to Sakura at like 9:30 at night getting some
shit. I've never been. Y'all gonna make me want to go.
Yeah, with the double yum yum sauce. Anyway, but like, I need the yum yum. But
gas station food most of the time be like it be what you need in your life.
Nah, not no more.
I've never had gas station food when I wasn't intoxicated.
Not like, no more.
Gas station food typically only happens for me when at like 2 in the morning.
Well, that's not gas station food. No, no.
But I'm saying that.
Wait, you talking about fit
that? No, I'm talking about, but over there, but even that gas station right there, that, what is that? I don't know. It didn't change hands.
The marathon.
It, yeah, it's good food.
I don't do
it's
gas
all station nice food in there now. It's a big ass counter.
I don't do gas station.
They don't remodel. They don't remodel. It's real clean. Y'all should try them out. Nice. Where is it at? Shout them out.
Right now,
in Woodland and Kinsman.
We're on the streets intersect. It's like, yeah, instead of it being like a four-way intersection, it's like a five, yeah, or six. It's like, and it's odd to...
Yeah, it's right by the CMHA. Like my, yep, my AAU coach was no, project police, so we used to have to meet. We used to have to meet up there.
Girl,
it's been a while.
That was my lunch.
Sorry,
we rolled out here with lunch.
Listen, gas station. My bad experience with gas station food is I got drunk. It was Milagro, and then I had some gas station food from Noble and Euclid. I used to go there for years. I was one of the ones I used to swear by. I went there for years. All I know was I was fucked up the next day, and I did not drink that much Milagro.
I'm like, you don't think it had nothing to do with your liquor?
I did not, but I stopped drinking Milagro and I stopped going to that gas station.
I said, it was one of y'all two. It was one of the two.
I'm not waking up like this no more, nigga.
I can't tell who it was. I'm gonna cut both of you bitches out my life.
And I'm sorry, I wish you well. I did Milagro. I hope you stay in business. I hope niggas still go eat at that shit if they
but
feel
I'm
good.
I'm not fucking with it. I know that's right.
Not me though.
And then, so my bad time at the Shell. All right, so I came.
What Shell?
On 55th. My bad time at the Shell.
Last time we was there.
I went to go back in. You got to pull up to go back in to the pumps because my shit was on the other side. So I went to go back in to the pump. So as I'm backing in to the pump, this nigga pull in off the street. He think he about to pull in to the pump.
I would fight somebody over my gas.
Yeah,
on 55th at nighttime?
Right, thank you. Like, check
nigga, what?
Right.
Which is why I don't go, because you want to lose your life.
No, right. So I was backing in, people. And so we both stopped. And I turned and look at him. We both kind of like, hey, man. Like, I'm just trying to go to the pump. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just backing up. Like, and I thought he understood that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so like, I turned back around, and we both start going to the same pump again. And so we both slammed on the brakes again. He's like, hey, nigga, what's going on? Like, and then, like, I look. It was a car with four niggas in it, and I was by myself.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like,
that nigga swallowed hard as fuck like this, and it was, listen.
I understand math. I'm good at math.
It was just me, and I was like,
this gas ain't even working.
You were in prison? What, the light ain't even on? It was just like close to, I was probably out of the gas station.
Speedway and some shit. She was like, you guys get go.
I was just trying to work. I don't even need gas.
You were just
I was just getting the shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna just roll. I'm gonna just leave. And I'm gonna just go back. I'm gonna just go home.
You guys have a safe
night. Yeah.
Have a good night.
This is a gas station by my crib. I normally don't get the gas. What the fuck? How's it get
I'm not fucking around.
Yeah.
I just don't go to my own ghetto.
What do you say?
The ghetto I live in.
Hey, nigga, what the fuck? You can't drive.
No, we both. No, we. It wasn't words exchanged. Our windows was up.
What do you say?
But it was like this. Like, nigga, I'm just. But I can tell, like, he didn't. He was angry and shit about it.
He wanted to fight either.
Oh, he might have. Because, like, I was just like.
He probably had no gas.
I don't know what was going on. But I left.
I'd have backed up and pulled up. I'm about to run out of gas. Fuck it with you. Would you move on my way?
I need to put this $6 in here and carry on.
I said, you know what? I might be.
Just trying to drop my DoorDash off.
I'm like, this nigga might got my whole card today. I guess he got it. Like, it's them niggas. It's four of them. It was four of them.
No,
they was like,
until now.
Y'all gracefully every time. Peace out. All right.
You got it,
big
dog.
You got it. Four niggas in an Alero? Nigga.
Ooh, because
that was baby mama car.
And you wouldn't pick that boy up, niggas that had nothing to live for either. This is all treacherous. Yes. I don't want nothing to do with this.
Four niggas in an Alero was just not the
name. Because we all going.
I don't care.
Four people in the car, period. I got a story for it. If I see four people in the car, I'm making up where they're going. Like, I've got a whole story for it. Because why is it so
y'all
big, y'all?
From where y'all went? What y'all about to do?
Why is it four people in the car?
That's your brother and his friends. Like,
it's a family. It got to be a family. That's the only way it makes sense for me. It's a mama, a daddy, and two kids. That's the only way.
So there's four people in the car.
I think it's a gang.
It's a gang anyway. If it's four niggas,
You know, that's fucked up. That's
what if they ain't got their shirts on?
That's what I just
profile. It don't even have to be a gang.
That's fine. I'll take it back.
If they on some bullshit, why is it four of them? Like, I'll take it back. I don't even know one nigga.
What?
I'll take it back.
You have
it back.
You have three friends that all like each other and that are a complete vibe. We all know.
And when I was younger, yeah.
I'm talking about right now today. I'm talking about right now today.
Let's go get some.
You are the driver. It's somebody in the passenger and it's two niggas in the back and everybody is a vibe. Like, everybody kicking with each other, everybody know each other, everybody cool.
I've been in that situation before. I wasn't at this point in time. I got pulled over like that downtown.
Because it was recently?
It's a profileable situation.
Me, Jordan, I think like Ray and Will. Like, yeah.
That was recently?
Nah, it's a while ago.
If you got a brother and they got a friend and they
I was in a dog, I was like.
But anytime it's four black men in a car.
Yeah, everybody,
including the police.
Where the fuck is everybody going? I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm not profiling, but I'm absolutely gonna make up a story because where they going? What they doing? What they about to do?
That's what
they
a profile.
So they going over his whole house and the three other bitches at the house that want to meet new people. Like
my girls is here.
Is everybody going to the board? Like, where they about to go? Like, where they about to go? I want to know what they about to do.
That is a profile.
That's a profile.
It's literally
you're building the profile. You're trying to build the profile. You're trying to figure out what the profile is. Yeah. That's profile.
But in your head, it was like, they about to go get some cutty.
All of them.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I don't know. I guess I associate profile with the police. But I'm like, shit, it's just me making up stories in my head.
A police officer is just a human being.
It has the authority to like pull you over and fuck with you and mess with your life and yada yada yada.
But
like,
up until that point, you're the same thing,
right? Like, so yeah, I guess I was like,
up until the bad, you're the same niggas.
I'm just drive past them and we gonna laugh about it. Like,
destination and not built their whole story.
Like, we just gonna laugh about whatever they about to do or whatever they. But you're right, yeah.
Police officers is just a part of the game.
Yeah.
And they look at wherever they are.
Where the fuck they about to go?
In their territory, yep.
It's four of them in the car. Where they about to go?
What the fuck, yep.
Let me ask them.
Ooh, what they think
they got the authority, because I won't never know, but they have the authority to actually pull niggas over and ask them. Like, hey.
What y'all getting into tonight?
Hey, or boys. They'll take everybody's ID and be like, well, why are you over on this side of town?
Whose car is this?
Those are the questions that I'm going to ask myself. Or we going to laugh about as we ride past.
I remember being
fucked. I don't give a fuck if you got anything sharp in your pockets that's going to poke me.
Yeah.
I don't even fuck about that.
You got anything? No, that's what they asked.
I just want to get the funny story. I feel like it's a story there and I would like to know it. That's all. I just want to laugh with y'all. That's it.
I don't care.
Call me on the phone.
Who y'all killed or who y'all about to kill.
If y'all kill someone, don't tell me. Like, I thought it might have been a funny story there, so you could tell me.
I just want to build my own narrative.
If it was something happy that happened in there, like, but if not, just negate me from what's going on.
Meanwhile, they all brothers going home.
Yeah. I just picked my brother up and his friend.
Yeah, they
were ride with me because I got my text and he got his driver's license. Like, yeah, it's something so simple.
I know that if you
speak with your license,
you can't have more than one person under 18 in the car with you.
Wait, say what?
If you are 16 and you have your license for the first 6 months, I think it is, you're not supposed to have nobody, only one person in the car under 18 at a time. So my son, he's 16. He only can have one passenger under 18 in the car with him.
He can have more passengers.
For the first 6 months of getting your license.
When did that happen?
I'm about to say, clearly this is the law that she just found out.
I just learned this shit, but we wasn't fucking 16 with L's.
I was 18.
Wait, so when you...
I was 18 before.
Is that like the under... If you under...
If you're 16.
Under 18 is only at 16?
So if you're 16,
I don't know what age it go. I'm going to assume it go up to 18. I don't know. He just got his L's, and apparently the rule is for these first 6 months, I believe, he's not supposed to. Like, he can't get his nigga and his nigga. Like.
Yes, he can.
Okay. He not going to try. We're going to say that. Think about this profile we just built.
It's the law, though. What do you mean? You not 16 driving right now today. Like,
but think but about it makes sense.
That actually might have been a law.
I definitely think it's stupid.
When I was 17.
No, I think it makes sense. because like you get distracted easy. You just learning how to do this. You
that might have been a law when I was.
You just in a bye bye. That's
or you are a young driver yourself, and you don't think that you should be entrusted with too many other young
other people's lives. Yeah, and you don't have to.
I guess it gotta make sense.
Yeah, you can't like because you this nigga talking to you, that nigga talking to you. Now you trying to put on for the people.
No, I'm trying to tell you what's gonna happen. He's going to be if you give him the car. And don't not give him the car because I said this. I'm not dry snitching.
He's gone right now.
You are definitely dry
snitching. Stop it.
Check right, stop. Location. Stop. I can't tell how many people in the car, but I can check the nigga location.
All right, cool. Look at you. Like, ooh. But listen to what I'm saying. Like,
you
look.
Know, you heard my breakdown.
No. I was about to say, because she is it's a whole mother
thing. Like,
this, I know.
With this newly grown child.
Where he at?
He's not grown.
He and Lynnhurst. Let's see how.
He and Lynnhurst. I'm sick of her shit.
He's a teen. Look,
he's heading toward.
He's doing teenage things, and she be hyping.
And you think he only one person?
I don't know. Should I call him?
No. Yeah, let's call him for the podcast.
Don't distract him. If he is
let's call him
with two people. Don't distract him.
Why you stop moving?
Cause he had a light.
Oh,
get over his location. I'm sick of you. Like, oh, look, listen, he's...
Your cheeks will get red.
I am good. So...
You make me so nervous.
Look, he's fine.
He's
so...
Okay, boom.
She's like, he's not.
I mean, he's gonna be great. I'm here for it.
He's great, but right, he's fine.
But, like, I don't know. I'm just not... The nigga will look at me dead in my face, have a whole conversation with me. I'll be like, X, Y, Z. And then he'll come back 13 seconds later. So you wanted me to do what now?
Alright, cool, whatever.
No, it's not fine.
He's fine. He can maneuver a view. But I'm giving him the props of like when I was that young, we was just talking about driving the other day, Millie. Like
it's not him, it's all these fucked up ass drivers on the street that don't know what the fuck they're doing. We did everything correctly. We did driving school, we did practice, we did our part of our hours and all, we did all of the
some
shit.
People are capable and can drive and some people just can't drive. Like Millie was perfect. Like Millie was perfect. Think about Millie, like granny and granddad driveway, it was narrow. Everybody like I don't remember.
Swore the mirror off that bitch. Was you in the car when I did that?
No, see I was about to big you. I was totally
he's telling you.
Stop stop telling yourself. Listen. Hey, stop. No, don't do that. Like I'm hyping you up.
He was like,
let me hype you up.
Saying that I'm moving through that bitch.
She's so good.
Just listen, Millie.
I think we don't have
You wasn't there, so like you this
when she was driving?
No. Y'all, let me get it out.
Okay, I'm going to wait. Listen, this is what I need to know.
Before I had my L's, she got her L's first. She was the L's. She had her L's first, even though she's like 3 years younger than me.
That makes sense.
Man,
I did math. Your math always be on point. I got you.
Always be on point. Don't they? I love him for
that. 33. So, like, but she, like, don't worry. The listeners will try to do math. So, she had her L's 3 years younger than me. And so I remember being in granny crib and it was like me, her older brother, my older brother, like he's my cousin, but my older brother, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, why I'm explaining to you, why I'm explaining to her, maybe that's what it was. Like, I'm like, why am I explaining who Gam is? Anyway, so like, boom. So like, but I felt like Gam was there. Jordy was there. Like. It was like, you was at work or something. It was like a random ass day. All I remember is they was like, yeah, you know, Millie got her license. You know what I'm saying?
She, we in the car.
She reversed through Granny driveway perfect. She ain't had to stop once. She ain't go up on the grass or nothing on the side. Because it's not everybody that went on the grass.
But I think she had mirrors at that point, so it just was easy.
No, she had mirrors on the car. No, it was just a perfect first time. And I was sitting here thinking, like, damn, I don't even got my license yet. And I remember niggas going through this shit. How Millie do that shit? Like, Millie advanced. Like, you know what I'm saying? She 3 years younger than me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And she like a baby. That's crazy. That makes you feel small.
She like a baby with it. Yeah, like, I was like 6'6", but I was like 5'2", at that time.
That's crazy.
That driveway was so fucking narrow.
I love it, though.
Like, I feel like let's just drive with her now and see if we can do it. Who got the smallest car?
I love it just for that.
I couldn't do it, back. So you might have caught me on a great day, because there's definitely some days that I have maneuvered through effortlessly. So that might have been one of the days that you saw it, but I
didn't. After her
twist, I didn't see it. They was telling me about it.
Shit!
You weren't there. Like Granny and them was like bigging you up. They was like,
they might have been proud of me looking out.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's the story.
Looking out the window.
It was like, you know, Millie did that because you had just got your license. It was like your first time going out of it, and you did it perfect.
Looking at me, and I ain't know.
They like, yeah.
So it was no pressure. It was like, shit, I'm just driving.
They was like, Millie did that shit perfect, and nobody ever did that shit perfect. Like, it was hyping you, and like, I felt like real. I was like, damn.
And just if I come back with a long ass,
it's on Thornhill.
Oh, that house. Oh yeah, I'm about to go.
Yeah, I mean,
let's just pull up and see what happened. People there now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, dude, act like we turning around.
Ah, you gonna go all the way deep up in that shit and then come back out? I was just trying to get my wheel right.
I'm
leaving.
Auntie might come outside. You know what I'm saying?
Might be an operative word.
I mean, yeah,
might
but.
Not.
Yeah, but if auntie come outside, that's auntie coming outside. You know
what
I'm saying?
You just gonna be on her fucking grass. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, alright.
Trey Lightning. She know you though, so it might be
okay. Might be all good.
Or it might be like, what the fuck is you doing in my backyard?
Hello? Hey. Hi, that's all I wanted. I just
want to
say hey.
I just wanted to see if I can maneuver, man. We was talking, you feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with auntie. Auntie the gangster is auntie, like, you know what I mean?
Reversing is not my strong suit, so.
Mm-mm.
It's just something about actually being back.
I ain't trying to throw auntie out of her cup. Not at all.
I told somebody that there are two things that I have realized in this grown-ass age and I suck at.
What's that?
One of them is communication. The other is driving.
I'm missing with communication.
I don't think you suck at driving.
I hit a lot of curves.
That's so funny. Like.
I hit a lot of curves.
I hit a lot of curves. On that right turn. I need air in my tire.
Right.
And the both of y'all is so funny. I'm on that right turn.
Like,
that is nice.
It's
hard.
My parking spot is
it?
My parking spot is curved. You haven't been to my new spot, but my parking spot.
You try to
is
back
like,
into
them? No, I don't back in. I'm really in, but I always misjudge it.
Is
like,
that you don't have to be at
like
an angle like this?
On this side. Yeah, it's like an angle. Like you have to pull it all the time.
I'm really good driver.
I could do that. I can't. Then make me feel weird backing into because it's like you got to go straight to be. It's too much. So I just
yeah,
it. I'm back in any other spot, but that's
what I don't
I'm
like
a really good driver. In college, I was just
I misjudged this shit. And I don't like the car that I'm driving. Like, I always feel like I'm not up enough, but I'm too down.
But I'm too high. No, I can't see the front of my car.
I misjudge shit.
Okay. That had nothing to do with the curb situation. I just don't know how to judge that shit.
Yeah, I be seeing all the little memes and shit about women being, like, bad drivers. And I'm like, yo, you know what?
And every time I'm in the car, I'm like, bloop,
I'm always stuck, though. Like, I'm a lot of have to get with y'all on that. I don't
think you suck as a driver though. For
that
a girl.
That really? Longwood Beauty on Noble, I didn't know it was a division in between. This one time, I didn't know that was there.
I always misjudged. Like
I didn't know that was there. Why is that there?
I mean,
well, thank you for that because I've been trying really hard, especially when I'm in the car with passengers, like because
I don't understand the thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Like that bitch just drift. What the fuck is she doing? Like I've been trying really hard, like which.
But road rage is a thing with me. I don't.
I've been in the car with you many different times over the years. One of my favorite times is like.
What's your favorite story?
No, I got many favorite stories of Millie. I have a favorite story of a time in the car with
Millie.
It's
got some nostalgia behind it. Let's see.
Yeah.
There
it was,
we go.
It was Christmas. We was all in the car, is what it was. Me, Millie, Shorty, Chase, and Jordy. And Chase's girlfriend, but she could have been included.
What car was we driving?
A Neon.
Badia?
Yeah.
The little one, all the folks left up. I remember the Neon.
Shorty was across the back. All right, so listen, this is the thing.
She was laying across your...
This is the thing. Yeah, we had to go...
I remember for a long time.
And we had to go all the way.
I was the only person with a car. So it was like, bitch, if we gonna go, we all gonna have to get in the car.
Yeah, it was like...
I felt it in the drop.
My little car?
Yes.
With the bat under the seat and the brick in the back.
Straight like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Me and Millie had weapons and I felt good because I was like, now my cousin's safe.
He's safe.
So nigga, he just got his car and I'm
just
like,
when I learned
this. Bat for his car. Like, it just has to happen.
It was a pink bat. I love that bat.
Yeah, no, I got a little bat. Like my,
I seen it in your bathroom.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
the action. Like, what is going on?
That's
like,
what
because
is
because
in
that one, if a nigga busts in, they wouldn't expect a nigga to run in the bathroom and grab it.
My thing is this, like, as a man, No, I was listening to a podcast and it was talking about it, honestly. As a man, the most vulnerable you could ever be is when you're in the shower.
Oh, I thought, no, I heard on the toilet.
Well, on the toilet, no, in the shower is way worse.
In the bathroom.
You can be, you ass naked, slippery, wet. Like, nah, I need to have a weapon to be able to make myself.
Shower, yeah. Like, you got soap on you.
I heard about
that's what I'm saying. Like,
he showered with
you in the shower, you in there trying to wash the shit. Them niggas bust in to get the drop on you.
You like, damn.
I gotta be able to, hey, get, you know what I mean? I got, you know what I mean? And so I thought about it and I put it in there. Yeah, I got a little weapon everywhere, like somewhere, yeah, like a knife.
Maybe
I'll
tell everybody where all the locations is. But yeah, I got you. But remember you try to keep my knife? When we went to that spot on Waterloo and she thought she was really about to keep my knife out of my purse.
Mm-mm.
Was that the concert?
Yes.
You gotta put it in your ass.
Man, so I forgot it was in there. And like, why did she look that deep?
That's her job.
Because that's her job.
Yo, we went to Touch of Italy one time and I had my fucking earphone case in my pocket. And then she touched everything. She was like, okay, my knife is the exact same size. She ain't like, oh, what the fuck is that? Oh, da da da.
I understand
some
what you're saying.
Some people are better at their jobs than others.
Some people catch mistakes.
Some people don't.
You said Touch of Italy. Yeah. If you even think you' about to be on trash at Touch of Italy, Shaker Police is gonna pull up.
That's why she was on.
They be outside in the back.
My weapon.
I know.
My potential weapon.
They be outside in the back. Touch of Italy.
She felt that shit.
And Shaker Police have little mini tanks. You know that they have little mini armored trucks. There's never that amount of trash and shaking. I've seen them driving around in
the
business.
No, the one in...
Like, they have combat vehicles.
Solon. Is that Solon? Bedford. The one in Bedford. Who's at the one in Bedford?
They got tanks, too?
Me.
Yeah. I don't know, but that's where the bitch... She's like, all right, I'll have a good night.
Bedford, yeah. That's the one I was at.
And he was like, okay, girl, you don't want to... I was prepared to pull it out. And she was like, yo, have a good night.
Nah, yeah, see, like...
Be safe, girl.
That's probably that's more lenient or whatever, but, like, yeah, you can't be mad that somebody wanted to take the knife off of you.
No, she wanted to keep it for herself. She was like, if you don't come back out before I leave, it's mine. I went outside 5 times. She was still there.
Oh, I took it to the car.
We Ubered there! That was the fucking problem. I'm like, what the fuck? Salty as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if I get drunk and I fucking forget and I leave, I'm just done. It's my favorite knife.
You gotta put it in your sock.
Then I gotta wear the one on my... It was hot outside. It was hot outside.
You can still, put it in your sock.
I didn't think about it because I forgot I had it, but it's my favorite one. And then I would have had to carry the weird one off my dresser.
Put the knife in your sock. That's a little...
Oh, now I'm Gucci.
You throw it right in the boots. Like, you Gucci. With wholesale, I keep him a 22 in the shoe. I call her Peggy Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, no. I grew up on Rockefeller.
You need to fucking go ahead and get your stuff.
What you trying? What stuff?
Her CCW.
You don't need a CCW anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Why do I need a CCW?
No, you can get it in Ohio. You don't need to have a CCW to get a gun anymore.
I want to learn how
to have it. I don't want her to just have it. I want her to be able to pop out with the tuli, Peggy Sue.
Oh, you mean you can have a gun and you don't have in Ohio.
Just on you.
You don't have to have a license.
The scariest thing was, well, not scariest, but I would love to travel.
We open carry, so you can have a gun.
But it's such a process to get through the airport with it, like. 2 police roll up when you gotta check.
Oh, a gun on the airplane? No, I'm never taking a gun through an airplane.
But what if you go somewhere that you want to carry?
You go to a gun store.
No, it's the you. How you go? So then you just gonna leave it there? How you not gonna come back with it?
Wait, what? I say, sure. Like maybe, I'm not traveling on the airplane. That's how they got Joel Santana, Cat Williams. Like
you just check it. You check it at the thing in a lockbox, and then potentially you get it back. No. I just need somebody I know to do it. I saw somebody do it, and I'm like,
Nope. I ain't playing, no.
I need somebody else to do it, so I know how to do
I'm
it.
I'm not a gun nigga anyway, so like I don't even want a gun, but
It makes me feel comfortable. Remember how we just had that uneasy feeling? I feel comfortable.
With the gun? I don't understand why the gun makes people feel so comfortable.
It made me feel better. It made me feel protected.
Why?
Because that nigga I met this nigga in the gas station on 55th. The nigga was strapped. He was a big nigga. He was a broad nigga. He was about your height, a little bit bigger.
Yeah. You met the same nigga.
Yeah. Like, strapped. Like, the fuck. So,
if you met the same nigga. That was you? Was that me?
Oh, you was talking about my story.
Yes.
Okay, so the story, when I walked in and I was completely myself and I seen the nigga that was strapped and we had a conversation that was cool and he talked to me and I talked to him.
And he was all comfortable with life.
And I got up out of there?
Yeah.
I don't need a strap to be comfortable in that situation.
Mm-hmm. You said me. You said, why do I feel? It makes me feel more comfortable.
Okay. All right. So what's the comfortability? You can get in the shootout now?
Yeah, like the Wild West.
I feel way more comfortable not getting in the shootout.
I don't want to get in the shootout, but I just know in the background, like, if it happened, I would rather have a gun in a moment when I need it than not have a gun in the moment when I need it. Better to need it and I have than have it I need.
What's a moment that you need the gun?
So far, I haven't. However, maybe it's because it wasn't the right time, but...
Imagine
I am walking... Me walking alone in the dark. Oh yes, it's windy. You hear the wind. And then Johnny Cash, who is high off of whatever the fuck he's high off of, decides, I want you and everything you got. He's bigger than me.
Oh, like a nigga?
Yeah, I said Johnny Cash. Okay. That indicated a nigga, yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like
a knife wouldn't keep him off you?
Perhaps. But he wouldn't get asked. He gotta get. We gotta be close and personal for me to be like stick knife.
But he gotta be close.
Call of Duty.
But he also gotta be close and personal with you.
Not as close. I'm gonna get shot.
Wait. Oh, if he has a gun.
No, if I have a gun and he's just trying to like.
No, listen to what I'm saying. You said that he's trying to do whatever, so I'm assuming you're talking about the RAPE.
So he's already close and personal. I don't know what he's trying to do. He has invaded my space. He's high as fuck, and he wants something that I got.
And if you have a knife and you pull your knife out.
Perhaps.
Then now you have a knife out. And.
If I upstrap.
I'm not saying that you can't upstrap. But I'm also asking. I'm just wondering, like, whatever situation that you're talking about. Like, what if a knife wouldn't be able to handle it
perhaps.
The same way? Or to handle it and keep you safe also. A gun to me is just a. I'm not big on guns.
I'm not big, but I'm here for it. I'm an advocate for do what the fuck you gotta do, especially if I'm a single woman living in wherever I'm living. And Johnny Cash, he came back because he now wants to invade my home.
Wait, he came back to your home? Where were you walking?
It was a different time.
Oh, this nigga been stalking you?
Clearly. He tried to get me there, and he got my license, and he's like, "All right, bitch, now I really got you." Then now we on home invasion.
So we writing a movie.
You was doing the sound effects in the background though. Just
okay.
Door kicked in.
Door kicked in.
Make the noise. Boom. Okay. Now what? I let him run all the way to fuck up on me.
Oh, I know who I'm writing a movie with. We gotta write a movie.
Obviously.
Now. Like we gotta do this.
I'm a fan of thriller and suspense.
Yeah, no, I'm 1,000% we'll write a movie because that's where we are in my mind with these things.
Because you see it happening. It's the real thing. Now, flash, bang, boom.
I see it happening on a movie.
How?
Not in real life. I don't see, like, a nigga that's high off of drugs that's, like, out here like a drifter or something. Like, I don't understand where you are.
First of all, I watch a lot of Unsolved Mysteries.
I was about to say that shit happens in the world every day. Like, I feel like every nigga that think that it ain't gonna happen to them, it happens to them.
Slipping. As long as I'm not slipping mentally.
I'm almost positive that everybody in the world thinks it's not gonna happen to them. And a lot of them it doesn't happen to.
That's fine. But I'm always the exception to the rule. So I'd rather be prepared.
That's like health insurance. Like, yeah, you may never, ever, ever get sick, but you still make sure you got that shit.
But just in case. I love that analogy. I love that for this.
My job offers it, and I have it through my job. If I didn't have it through my job, I wouldn't necessarily go get. Well,
now you get what's you get fined for not.
Well, yeah, like
see, it's, boom, it's,
like so. Then
perfect
yeah,
analogy. We get a case closed. Now we done.
See, but that's what it's a legal law.
But you get opt out of it though. Like yeah, you have to pay a
not penalty. If your job offers you.
Yeah, you still gotta get it just legally now. And so she is right. That's what I'm saying. I now forgot about that part. But, like, I
Shoot. Also, you're 6'6". Let's keep this in mind. I am 5'9".
Girl.
I hear you.
I am 6'6" in my brain, but I am 5'2". Like, my strap gives me at least six inches.
I'm not getting that in height. I was about to roll with the 5'9". And then I thought about it. When you said 5'2", I'm like, she is
a little bit closer to that. She I don't know. It just makes me feel...
She is 5'2".
It ain't even about being powerful. Or it just... It's rather to have not needed than you need in my head.
My whole thing is like, nigga, I can get shot with a gun.
What happened?
I can... If I have a gun, I can get shot. Like... In general,
if you don't have a gun, you can get shot too.
Yes, but
I'd rather have a chance.
And I feel like, generally speaking, people generally want to shoot people more
when they have a gun than
people that don't have guns.
But why you up and strap on me if I don't have a gun? I'm not gonna get pistol whipped either. Cause come on,
why you up and strap on me if I don't have a gun?
But in this particular
situation. That's why. Who's up and shopping you if you don't have a gun?
The gas station on Harvard, the one that you which one going to?
I've been to them. The niggas don't necessarily up shopping you because you don't have a gun. Niggas might,
but everybody like might. They might ask you where you're from. In this day and age, you almost always assume people are strapped.
Yeah, but if a nigga don't up it on you, like then like you don't handle the nigga like he upped it on you.
That's what I'm saying. If it's up, then we can. Okay, hey, they ain't stop making us when they made yours. Type shit.
This is different. It's one of the things. It's like it's just one of the, it's just a thing that elevates the situation. If niggas know that if you pull your pants up,
that we about to get some work in.
Yeah. So if I pull my pants up and you don't go fix your pants, you're not necessarily trying to fight. That don't mean nothing more than you not trying to fight. Now, I can still try to fight you.
Correct.
But you're not giving me the signal that you're trying to fight. So if somebody up a strap on me and I don't up no strap, the signal is I ain't trying to shoot you. You don't necessarily need to shoot me at this point. So I'm not saying that
you have to.
Not saying that you can't. But I'm just saying that.
Not saying that you won't.
Not saying that you can. Not saying that you won't.
I don't like the odds of that. It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, that shit happens so fast.
Okay, so what's the chance? Okay, so
and
so,
my nigga, okay, I accidentally pull a trigger trying
to. Can I ask you? I want to live in a movie life.
Yes.
Okay, so somebody upstate strap on you. Mm-hmm. How you getting your strap out now?
It depends on the situation. Where are we at in the movie?
I don't know, James Bond. Tell me.
Ooh, James Bond, I'm gonna roll over there. And you see what I'm saying? James Bond, I'm here for
if
it.
If a gun on you, the gun on you. Your gun being with you is not up and drawn. Somebody draw a gun on you before you draw your gun. What now? What?
I mean, I guess
now you just got a gun on you.
This is true.
But you're not necessarily shot. You're not necessarily shot because you're not necessarily posing somebody a threat
in this moment.
This is my whole thing. Like, just the reality of situations.
Most times.
It's not that you necessarily like now. If you got a rampage shooter, you got somebody that's out to shooting. Like, do they already in the situation? Yeah, you might get shot. A gun don't necessarily help you in that. That's always my joke with DJ.
He on a rampage, and while he's distracted over there, boom, I shoot him from the side, and I save the day. Who's gonna be?
You an Avenger, too. That's always my joke with DJ. It's you in Walmart, and it's a shooter running around. What you trying to do? You trying to get out, or you trying to take
it
down?
It depends. Fight or flight. Since obviously, my first go-to strap, not strap, knife, nothing. I'm going to protect my self-preservation.
I want to get out of there.
So I'm going to get the fuck out. Now, let's say I'm trapped in the eyeglass spot. Right by the door, but shit, you know, when you're in the eyeglass spot, at Walmart, no exit. Now what?
I'm probably like, I guess I'm hiding at the eyeglass spot, or I'm going to try to listen for this.
Bro, I'm not going to just pop the nigga. Like, I might
try to listen for the shots to see if he's near the eyeglass spot because it's near the door and I can get out if I jump over the counter. Like, what are you talking about?
If I'm stuck and I have to hide, if I'm hiding and now the threat is near, then I can protect myself. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
I don't want a Wild Wild West some shit.
That's
like,
true.
Let's go
in that situation. That's true.
It's a duel.
In the store shooter spot, if you are cornered, That's a very good angle. In the store shooter spot, if you are cornered, that's a really good time to have a gun.
I don't just want to walk to gas stations and be like, get the fuck on type shit. I just want to know. The odds are in my favor for me going home in any particular situation in the mean streets of this movie or real life.
Okay.
All right.
You
want to go to the gun store? No?
Not necessarily. I don't.
Stick with your bat. That's fine too.
Yeah, I don't, because I wouldn't run around in the world with a gun. Like, if
I run, I just be regular.
If I had a gun, I wouldn't carry it on me.
Oh, just be for like home protection?
Yep. I wouldn't.
That was one of my scenarios.
I don't plan on.
Would I
have a gun in the house? Maybe. Like in case somebody came into the, I don't necessarily think I'd be in a situation where I'm back down into a corner in a store shooter situation to the point that I can't like get to a bathroom or get out some way. Okay,
Caucasian vibe.
The bathroom?
Yeah, exit versus bathroom. It's like running upstairs.
If I this is my thing. If I feel like I couldn't get to an exit, my destination is a bathroom. Because I feel like, one, they might have a lock on the door. Two, I don't necessarily think a store shooter is looking to go into the bathroom to pop niggas. Those are my two reasonings.
Maybe he go in the bathroom because he feel like it's safe and he can go in there and reload.
Maybe he will, and I'm be sitting on the stall like this.
Feet up like a motherfucker. Knees to chest.
Breathing internally.
Or not at all. I feel trapped in the bathroom.
But that's where I would. Those would be my spots. If I had to hide, like I'm trying to hide in the bathroom or get out of there. Or, like, just listen to hear the shots and try to move when I hear the shots far away. Like, just shit like that. Like,
Survival mode.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to stay alive. I don't necessarily want to go. I'm not an Avenger. Like, I think my hands work.
Did you not just hear my 60 movie scenario?
I've used my hands before. No, I know you are. That's what I said. You like my nigga DJ. Like, DJ is an Avenger, too.
Somebody gotta live to tell
the
story.
Yeah, DJ always be trying to play me like I'm a sucker, like it, because he wanted like hit. This nigga use words like hit his target, like you know what I'm saying.
When he play a lot of
He
call it COD.
No, he just wear his gun on him and he shoot his gun.
He had two guns tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he had both. He had two pistols. Yeah,
he a cowboy.
Yeah. I meant to say something, but when
I seen him take the one off and then I seen him get up and I still seen the other one on. Yeah. Yeah, he had both of his babies out
there. There was one laying on the table when I had walked in.
Yeah, but it was still on his hip.
There was another one that was on him. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I just always feel safe with DJ Ron because I know he's strapped. I don't care. Like,
you see that sense of calm that came over you? Because you know protection is available.
Nah, that's a joke that I say because I just know the DJ's strapped.
I like it.
You're just very safe tonight.
DJ always mess with me like he's like, oh, you wouldn't try to like say, he be asking me who I'm not trying to save and shit, like you know what I'm saying, because he want to save some people. I'm like, if I'm with my kids, I'm trying to get my kids out. Like, I'm still not trying to shoot nobody. What if it's old ladies in there? It's one episode. I gotta find an episode.
It's like, fuck the old ladies.
He always said he want to hit the target. Like, and I'm like, nigga,
I need to meet.
That is some real Avenger shit.
Yes.
Some real Avenger shit.
He's an amazing human being.
Yeah, DJ is.
I can tell.
The movies.
He's
great.
Yeah, he's my homie, man. That's the only.
I'm about to go to the gas station because, I'm
going to
go to the gas station. Y'all want anything?
It's
too late. It's like, bro, it's like 4:30.
Talk to your loved ones. I know you love them, man. Y'all got something
to say? It's 7 o'clock.
That's nuts.